Things over in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And on a Community Connection on this AM 1400 Thursday morning, an opportunity to spend a little bit more time with a very, very busy guy this week, Dr. Randy Thompson.
Okay, yes, Mozart. Indeed. I'm here, and I'm a happy camper.
Well, I'll tell you, last night you have good reason to be a happy camper. We have so far heard from two different orchestras, newcomers to the festival.
That's right.
And two different styles of play, two different sounds of the ensemble. But the quality, the tradition that has been established for 31 years continues.
It definitely does. There's a big exclamation mark on that. Everyone that came out of the concert hall for all three of the concerts we have so far mm-hmm. have said to me, you know, this is the festival we want. This is the festival we love. It's still our festival. It goes on. But with new players and players that have made them understand a little bit more about what Oklahoma really is made of. And Oklahoma has, at this point, has something to be very proud of in its arts.
Mm-hmm.
We are attracting world-class artists. There are two reasons for that. One is work is not available in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Work is not available on the East Coast, really, for musicians. Work is available in Oklahoma, and then they come and they find out the lifestyle is very appealing, and they're staying. Between the two things, the opportunity for work and the lifestyle in Oklahoma is very, very appealing to someone who's bitten a rat race.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you look at the music industry in and around New York anyway, whether you want to talk about the Broadway shows or the popular music that was written, you know, in those New York offices, the Brill Building and other places for popular music. They're using much more smaller ensembles. If you want to go back to the Rodgers and Hammerstein-style musical,
that's right.
Large orchestra, as opposed to much more of a pit band now for some of the Broadway shows.
That's right. They're having a lot of cutting to do. They're having a lot of budget constraints too. They don't have arts in their schools,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we still do.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that our schools are going to take the STEM concept, and they're really strongly thinking of putting the A in there to make it STEAM.
Mm-hmm.
And the A is the arts. And, of course, the A is what energizes all the other levels of learning. And the classicists knew that.
Well, and, I mean, you talked about it last night in your pre-concert talk because you were talking about the Mozart Clarinet Concerto.
Yeah.
And you brought the physics of the design of the instrument and the whole overtone series and everything that if you study wave theory at all, it's already in there. The physics of it is there, but you brought it down to the arts level.
Yeah, and that's why the clarinet was the last instrument to be invented, because it couldn't break that barrier since it's a closed column. But anyway, I couldn't be prouder. The audiences are going away absolutely thrilled. And even the ones that had a question mark, they no longer have a question mark. They know we are going to be here for a long, long time. And our audiences have been comparable to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was slightly larger than last year. And I think as we move through the week, we'll find that this is going to continue to grow. And so the numbers look very good. And I tell you something, I'm extremely proud of is that we are able to pay all of our bills on time. We are handing the artists their check the evening of their concert. We will be able to do that to the end of the festival, and we will have money yet to operate through the month of July into our new fiscal year. So this is a first. This has not happened
for
in nearly 15 years.
Yeah.
So I think we were wise fiscally. and wise artistically, and timely. It was just timely, but not so much that we were so wise. I don't want to say that. It's just that we took note of what we know happens in our state when the oil goes down, and we made sure that we had had measures in place that we could survive through that, because we were determined to make our festival succeed.
We have heard two different orchestras, two different sounding orchestras,
yes,
two different conducting styles, and I think approaches to music so far.
That's
from,
right.
From the,
and this is what makes this a real festival now. We have three conductors. They all conduct in a completely different style. Some are very flamboyant and really fun to watch. Some are very, very quiet, but the slightest move from their hand evokes what is needed from the orchestra. We have orchestras that have a more of a German influence in their sound, which is a mellow sound, more of a mellow sound. And then we have orchestras that have a lighter, brighter sound, which is more French, and maybe more South American in concept, in terms of what their culture is.
Which should make sense with the man in front of the orchestra.
That's right. Yeah. And so I'm real thrilled because people can come to the festival now and hear everything that Oklahoma has to offer. And it's not all the same. That's what the beauty of having different orchestras is.
And you made a comment last night that it is your intent to repeat your words as near as I can remember them, the classical gold concept, like you had
every
last
Wednesday
night.
Yeah. The middle concert every year is going to be classical gold. And what we mean by that is the upper 10% of the greatest works ever written. We'll reserve those for Wednesday nights. And last night was such a beautiful example with the Egmont Overture, the Mozart Clarinet Concerto, and the Beethoven Pastoral Symphony. Mm-hmm. Absolutely pure gold. The best that the classicists has had to offer.
We've heard this, the Mozart Concerto, fairly recently. I have to go back through my program file to say how many years. I want to say 7 or 8. I'm not sure.
David Schifrin.
David
yes.
Schifrin played it.
Yeah.
And
differently,
again,
though.
Yes.
Very differently.
Well, it's no different than hearing, I'll say, the same popular song sung by two different artists.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gives their same, I feel, interpretation to those notes, even though they may be singing exactly the same notes, but differently.
And, of course, we saw the same thing Tuesday night with Simply Three.
Mm-hmm.
They played music that a lot of young people would recognize in its original idiom. But if older people were to hear it in that original idiom, they'd hate them.
Yeah.
But what Simply Three did with them made it accessible to all ages. It was really pure genius.
Well, that's the beauty of live performances,
that's
live
right.
music, live theater.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Oh. So tonight we have Catherine Russell and her touring band with us. Catherine's mother was Carlene Rae, very, very famous singer back in the time of Louis Armstrong. Her father was Louis Armstrong's music director.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up hearing all this music. For one reason or another, I think this happens with a lot of children of famous people. She was kind of afraid to go that direction. And so she went the direction of being a backup singer with a lot of famous popular singers, most recently David Bowie. And when David Bowie stopped touring 3 years ago, Catherine had to find a new
full-time job.
A new way to reinvent herself, and she's perfect for the festival that's being reinventing itself too. But she very quickly earned an Emmy, or I'm sorry, a Grammy, for singing the style that she grew up with. And her first album that won the Grammy is called "Bring It Back," and I can't think of a more appealing and appropriate title, but she sings music that her mother sang and that her father arranged.
Very similar to what Natalie Cole did with her first
absolutely.
CD, doing her dad's hits.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She has a voice that sounds very much like Ella Fitzgerald. She doesn't do the scat thing, but she has that quality of voice. Mm-hmm. Very tender, sweet. You can understand every word. But she's taken it a step further from her parents, and that is that she's brought good arrangers in, and they have a style that's really all their own, even though you're gonna recognize the tunes. It's the same jazz basic chords, but with a note or two added that just makes your spine tingle, because it's so interesting. It brings a new life to this music that is so beloved by people my age anyway, mm-hmm. and others. And it's also going to bring it to young people who have never heard it. And they're going to like it immediately because it is so cool. And I don't know what exactly she's going to sing tonight, but I've got a ton of favorite songs. I've been listening. I subscribed to her YouTube channel, as I did Simply Three as well, mm-hmm. and I've heard tons of pieces that I hope she does tonight.
Well, I don't want to draw a comparison of what you have heard with what she will announce from the stage that she's singing, but if someone were to go to her YouTube channel, what types of things would they find?
Oh, they'll find upbeat songs. They'll find very mellow songs, very introspective songs. They'll find songs that sound kind of like gospel, because she's got a pianist that's really cool, and he's got these chords down pat. But when she starts singing, it's not gospel anymore. It's jazz. And what they've managed to do is combine the gospel kind of rhythm and chords with jazz. It's kind of almost like a new genre.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute she enters, it's just like magic. Just like magic. And she's got one, of course, the Bring It Back song, but she's one that's called I can't remember the title.
You'll just have to come hear it tonight.
I know you'll have to come tonight, but it's something about old and mellow, or aged and mellow. That's what it is, aged and mellow. And it's a beautiful song with a text that everybody's going to enjoy. She's got upbeat songs with a lot of improvisation on the part mm-hmm. of her players, but it's not modern jazz. Yeah. It's jazz meets the standard of the test of time. Really fun, quick rips.
Okay.
Not things that go on and on and on mm-hmm. forever. And I just think everyone is going to love it. And if you don't come, you're really going to have missed an experience. She is on the move for 3 years, having already won an Emmy. She sings regularly at the Lincoln Center in the Lincoln Center Jazz Room. And she is well-respected, highly respected now mm-hmm. as a solo artist. And again, we found an artist that's early, hasn't found her top yet, mm-hmm. but the next time we ask her back, it's going to be a lot more expensive, I can tell you that.
Well, you better sign her up this week then. We're going to preview Friday and Saturday when we continue with Dr. Thompson coming up in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Mostly. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, continuing a little bit of a time this morning with Dr. Randy Thompson as we continue the rest of the week out on OK Mozart. Okay, tomorrow night,
let me talk
Little
a
Rock,
little about
and I want to say it could be hot.
Oh, it's
musically
be very
and temperature,
hot.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely hot both ways.
Yeah.
Lauren Green has planned a beautiful program of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and lots of other
Gershwin, the Beatles, you name it. Yeah.
You name it. And then Caitlin and Kennedy Coggle, both Bartlesville High School graduates who are now touring with Broadway. They've made it in the system, and they're bringing songs from the shows that they're touring with. And they're going to sing for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
And they'll sing individual songs as well as duets. And then, of course, we'll have fireworks at the very end. We're very concerned about the heat. So we want people to watch out for that. The doors open at 5:30. If you get there at 6 o'clock, it's going to be within the danger zone at 6 o'clock. So we would recommend that you bring lots of ice and water, that not only that you wear a hat, but bring an umbrella. You will be getting fans, thanks to KWON and, well, Bartlesville Radio, all the stations, with the program printed on the back. In addition to you taking your own precautions, we've arranged for a motorhome from the Cottage Ministries here in Bartlesville and Go Life in Tulsa. That will be air conditioning, and we're calling it a cooling zone. If you feel yourself getting overheated, we invite you to come to the van, get cooled off. We'll have three nurses in there to take care of you, and we really want you to take that seriously. It's there for your convenience. We want you to come. We don't want anyone to feel embarrassed. We're also going to have three 12-foot canopied tents. Two of them are technically for VIPs and our Healthcare Arts Alliance doctors. But if you're feeling bad, come down and have a seat in the tent for a while. It's not a tent, it's a canopy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to have some fans blowing there in those canopies. We'll also have fans for the orchestras blowing during the concert. So we now by 7 o'clock the temperature will have gone down to 91. It'll still be in the danger zone, but the danger will have come down dramatically at that point. But by 8 o'clock the temperatures will be in the upper 80s and you will be out of danger. So we're still planning on holding it, but if that situation were to change, we will announce it through every media that that is possible. We are going to have Lisbeth Rolfson tomorrow on Channel 2 Noonday Tulsa, and if we have made a change at that point, she'll announce it on telephone, on television. We don't want to put anybody's health at risk, but we feel like this is controllable and that it does seem to be coming down. So just be aware that we're concerned about your health.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to put anybody in jeopardy, but we do think that if you're wise and take every precaution that you can, make sure you're in the shade, make sure if you're not in the shade you've got an umbrella with you and a hat and lots of cold water and even ice to just swish around in your mouth, and then do get to the cooling station. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're dizzy or have any, sometime one of the signs is that when you stop sweating, that's one that people aren't aware of.
Pretty
so
red
if
face
you,
too.
If you stop sweating and have a red face, get over to that cooling station as quickly as you can.
But just, you know, work hard to keep that core body temperature down. Because
we do have three vendors tomorrow night: Price Meat Market and a snow cone company. So I hope you'll take advantage of that, and also a kettle corn. But the snow cones and the ice. And water is really more important than soda pop. Please take that into account, too.
Sure.
Soda pop is actually a diuretic.
Yes.
You don't want to be doing that. You want to drink water.
Leaving the concert alone, of course, featuring our own Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, and Lauren has been, by the way, on stage with both of the ensembles.
He plays in both orchestras. And, man, he was playing away last night.
Yes.
And they... Both orchestras have a wonderful ensemble where they play together beautifully. Every bow goes the same direction. You can see their fingers moving exactly the same, and you can hear it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful playing. When I shut my eyes,
clarinet players don't worry about moving their fingers together so much as string people do.
The clarinet is kind of confusing because your fingers go up and down, not all together, but in strange combinations.
When in doubt, trill.
Clarinet has more different fingerings than any instrument in the
does.
Orchestra.
It does. For three different.
I'm a clarinetist, yeah. So I'm telling you
yeah.
that.
Saturday night.
Saturday night is
Anne-Marie McDermott. She did Rhapsody in Blue. I think it was with Solisti. It wasn't even with Amici the last time she did it here.
Yes.
It was a outstanding, brought the entire house to their feet.
And it will again, yeah. No doubt, but she's going to have a full Gershwin orchestra
yeah.
at her exposure. Or at her disposition, no.
Which
her,
of course,
what's the word?
It's not at her command, but I know where you're going.
I can't think of the word either.
Of course, the piece originally performed with the Paul Whiteman band, but
right. It has lots of way to do it, but yeah. This will be with full orchestra tomorrow night. She has a meeting. She's already. She arrives tonight. She'll be rehearsing with. The conductor tomorrow at 1:00 in the community center. Then they have a dress rehearsal and boom, the concert. And by the way, Catherine Russell's here too.
Great.
She arrived last night, and she is going to stay an extra day because she's never been in Oklahoma and she wants to really find out about it. So it's really going to be a fun 3 days. I really can't wait. We're really, really revving up here to a fantastic conclusion of the festival. Our three highest attended concerts historically, mm-hmm. tonight, Willow Rock, and Saturday night.
And let's just fight this one stereotype that is a holdover from years ago. Traditionally, it seems as though the last three concerts were sellouts. And you're close, I'm sure, but there are tickets.
We're filling the house up. You know, the festival went through a decline in attendance for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And we stopped the decline 3 years ago, and it began moving up. Last year, we had our first growth in attendance last year, and we're growing ever so slightly again this year. And we're going to make everybody believers, and we really think that we have a festival that Oklahomans can be proud of. We still have a lot of out-of-town people coming. We have a lot of family reunions going on where people are coming from all over the United States for their family reunions. We've had inquiries from other countries. So really nothing has changed in that respect. It's society that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to figure out how to get the attention of people. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big thing in this new age of media. It's very hard to get people attentive. They hear it and they think it's wonderful, but to get them to act,
yeah,
you know, and come is a big deal.
336-9800 for tickets or okmozart.com.
That's exactly it.
Three more nights of excellent music.
Yes.
Attend.
That's
Thank you very much. Dr. Randy Thompson with us this morning on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 and more on the way.
Or are in school now, you know what the phrase final exam means. The final exam is where you're going to be tested on how well you learned material, possibly from the whole semester, quarter, or year of school. So many students have been stumped at questions on the final exam, and the answers were right there in their textbook all along, possibly even sitting underneath their desk. If only they had spent more time in the book. One day we will all face a final exam. It's what we call the Judgment Day. On that day, we will be compared with how well we followed God's book, the Bible. Too many that day will be stumped too, not because they have to answer a question, but because they cannot understand why they did not.